Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. On fire. All right, so today is going to be kind of a strange day for me because even though this is still my national radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and it continues on unabated. Nothing will change. None of the markets will change. Nothing I say will change. My style won't change. My flagship station has always been 790 in Las Vegas, 790 a.m. in Las Vegas, and I'm moving stations on Monday. So this is my last 3 hours on KBET 790. I love KBET 790. It's been my home for 6-plus years, and Ed Stoltz has been my boss and compadre and consigliere and every other word you could use, older brother, for 6 straight years. Love the man. And I'm moving on. I just got a great offer, too good to refuse, as the mafia always says. I make you an offer that you cannot refuse. And the new station made me that offer, and so we're moving on in Las Vegas to a new station after 6 long years in Las Vegas. And I'll talk more about Ed Stoltz during the show, and I will give you a tribute to the man. He's fantastic. But in the meantime, I do want to say that if you want to know where I will be, if you're in Vegas and you want to know where you can hear me starting on Monday, just go to my website, root4america.com. Root4America.com, right at the top, gives you all of the information, all of the instructions. My new station in Las Vegas from 3 to 6 p.m. every afternoon. And my first guest on Monday, President Donald J. Trump. All right. I just wrote my column that will be nationally syndicated around the country on Sunday by Creator Syndicate in newspapers all around the country. And my column is a very interesting column. The title is what I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID vaccine. And this is the column. Earlier this week, I received this email from the New York Times. Dear Mr. Root, I'm a media reporter with the New York Times. My colleague and I are working on a story about false or misleading vaccine misinformation in the audio space, meaning conservative talk radio. You have said on Facebook that the vaccine doesn't work and is a complete failure. Do you have any comment? So I wanted to share my response to the New York Times with everyone. Sure, I have a comment. Every word I say is based on science and facts. The VAERS reporting system is the only present scientific way of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not my system. It's not based on politics. It has nothing to do with conservative or liberal opinions. It is a science-based medical reporting system provided by the government and the CDC. It is the only way of keeping track of the deaths, crippling injuries, and adverse reactions from any vaccine. It has been used for decades. No one in the medical community or the media has ever in history ignored or disparaged the VAERS report before until now. Here are the VAERS numbers. Over 17,000 Americans are reported dead directly from this vaccine, mostly from strokes, heart attacks, and blood clots. Over 800,000 are reported injured, many of them hospitalized, over 83,000, many with life-threatening illness, over 18,000, many others permanently disabled, over 26,000. The information is all publicly available and provided by the CDC. This cannot be called misleading by anyone in the media. The very definition of misleading would be to either disparage VAERS or ignore it and not report it daily to your readers. The amount of deaths and significant injuries reported at VAERS is now dramatically higher than all vaccines in the past 30 years combined. This has happened in only 10 months. This is a fact. Facts cannot be sold a vaccine program over a small number of deaths. The first rule of medicine is physician do no harm. At any sign of harm, a vaccine should and must be questioned and or suspended. Never before have we even imagined a vaccine with over 17,000 deaths and over 800,000 adverse reactions. Yet the official VAERS numbers have been blacked out from the mainstream media and social media, including your New York Times. Anytime something's not discussed or debated or disparaged as misleading because it is different than the official government narrative, I call that the very definition of intolerance at best and tyranny at worst. Even more facts and science. Studies are in from many countries, but in particular UK and Israel, report the vaccine A is in fact failing miserably. A huge majority of recent cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are double vaccinated. Fact. B, cases are slightly higher in countries with higher vaccination rates and slightly lower in countries with lower vaccination rates. These are factual, credible, scientific studies from multiple countries. So yes, I question this vaccine, and yes, I'm seriously worried about the proven deaths and injuries directly from this vaccine in the short term, as seen in the VAERS reporting system, and I'm especially worried about the long-term effects of this vaccine. If the New York Times believe anything I've said is misleading, then you clearly don't understand the definition of science. I'm quoting only government, CDC, and scientific studies from multiple countries. More importantly, the very definition of science is asking questions and debate. To not ask questions, especially in the face of so many Americans sick with COVID who are double vaxxed and so many dead or injured directly from the vaccine as reported by VAERS, would make someone either naive, gullible, blind, deaf, or very dumb. I hope the New York Times appreciates that. I'm sticking the knife in and I'm twirling it in the gut. I'm proud that my time at Columbia University taught me to think critically, ask questions, never accept as fact what any government agency or any authority figure says, and always be a fearless debater. And the piece de la resistance. By the way, I urge the New York Times to set up a debate on this topic. I'll be thrilled to debate any expert about this particular COVID-19 vaccine and the facts reported by VAERS and studies around the world. Let's do it. War, Wayne Allyn Root. And then in this article, okay, this is after I've written to the New York Times, I put a P.S. After I sent this response, it was reported 77.7% of COVID deaths in Illinois last week were vaccinated. It was also reported Ireland has a massive COVID outbreak, despite the country being 91% vaccinated. And an exhaustive year-long study in the UK was released proving vaccinated people are just as likely to spread COVID as the unvaccinated. The debate is over. The vaccine is a failure. The vaccine mandates must end now. So that's what I sent to the New York Times. I hope they enjoyed that blast from Wayne Allyn Root. And just in perfect timing after everything I just proved to you, the FDA approves the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11. Can you imagine? This thing is killing people. And more importantly, if you just assume it's not killing people, we don't really know what it's doing, which is pretty stupid. We know exactly what it's doing. But if you assume we don't know, then you can't give it to kids. If you don't know what the long-term effects are, you can't give it to kids. You have no idea if this many people are dead and injured and crippled and disabled now after 10 months, the most in history times two, and all the, versus all the other vaccines combined. You don't know what the results are going to be a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now. Let me be fair. Maybe 3 years from now we'll all look back and go, Wayne, there were a lot of deaths. There were a lot of injuries, but it started to calm down and everything's okay. Or maybe 3 years from now you'll say, holy crap, 18 million are dead. This is the worst mass murder since the Nazi Holocaust. Maybe you'll say that. You don't know what we're going to say in 3 years. You don't know if half of America is dead or dying or crippled. You don't know. You have no idea what it's going to be in 3 years. Neither does anybody else. How could you agree to give it to children if you don't know? And interestingly enough, two things came out today that you should find interesting that relate to everything I just said. Here's one that just came out moments ago. Male children have an 83% higher death rate since getting the COVID-19 vaccine than the five-year average. Okay? And this is, again, This is kids in England and Wales. It seems like America does no studies. America releases nothing. England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, they are all releasing that everybody dying is vaccinated. Everybody sick is vaccinated. Everyone hospitalized is vaccinated. And now they're telling you it did not work out well with kids. There is an 89% rise in deaths among male children versus the five-year average. The MHRA, I'm not sure what that is congested. They think myocarditis and pericarditis are adverse reactions to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Really, you think? This suspicion forced the vaccine manufacturers to put warnings about these severe side effects on the labels. This is inflation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, and pericarditis is inflation of the protective sacs around the heart. Severe conditions can end fatally. The facts are concerning, especially the data. There were 999 calls asking the ambulance due to cardiac arrest. And the statistic shows the numbers have skyrocketed against the average. We shared the deaths among teenage boys older than 15 increased by 63%. Now we suspect it's happening the same way with males at the age of 12. Who would give this shot to little children or teenagers? The addition of deaths registered weekly in England and Wales tells us that from week 38 to 41, deaths could occur among 10 to 14-year-olds. The 2021 edition shows that from weeks 38 to 41 of 2021, 34 deaths happened among children 10 to 14, and deaths were therefore up by 62%. The chart shows the highest increase in deaths occurred in week 40, a 120% increase compared to the five-year average, and 133% rise in male child deaths, 100% increase in females. And the largest death increase occurred at week 41. And you want to give this to your children? Hi, this is Wayne Allen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I was starting to get to a point when we had to go to a break, and the point was that it sure does seem like somebody wants us to be sick, you know? When you hear out loud what I responded to the New York Times, it seems impossible that they don't know this. If I know it, they should know it. Who in the world doesn't know it? Who in the world has no idea of all these recent studies that have come out that show the dangers of this vaccine and that show that even if you don't believe in the VAERS and the dangers, even if you don't believe the deaths and the injuries that are multiplying and cascading here and around the world, you certainly should realize the vaccine doesn't work and it's just a failure, that people are getting sick with COVID all over the world and they're mostly vaxxed. It is the pandemic of the vaccinated. And then if you do get sick, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, studies prove they're super effective against virus and germs and for building your immune system. But most importantly, of course, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Who would not understand that? It's simple. It's child's play. You have to understand that. In every country in the world where people are sick with COVID and they handed out either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and recently the silver bullet now appears to be ivermectin. That's the one everybody hands out, and it's resulted in such dramatically reduced death rates, illness rates, and hospitalization rates, and in almost every country where they handed it out free to the people, COVID literally disappeared. It went away very quickly. It was reduced to very tiny levels or not at all. So, and 200 members of Congress were treated with ivermectin and recovered without hospitalization. Not one of them was hospitalized, let alone died. What are the odds of that? I mean, seriously, how would any control group of 200 people get COVID and nobody's hospitalized and nobody dies? That right there is the testament to the amazing effectiveness of ivermectin, which I've talked about for many, many, many months on this show. At the same time, the FDA was literally mocking anyone who used it and saying, you're not a horse. You're not a cow. Why are you using dewormers for horses and cows? If you're using ivermectin, you're being treated like a horse or a cow. And they knew it was a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. CNN knows it's a lie. Anyone who said it knows it's a lie. The New York Times knows it's a lie. And yet they're letting people die in hospitals all across America rather than giving them early treatment with ivermectin plus vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. How would you characterize that other than some sort of a strange conspiracy, some sort of objective for more and more people to be sick, more and more people to die, more and more people to be chronically ill? How else would you classify it? I don't know. Or you just classify it as pure ignorance, a combination of pure ignorance and greed? Because they all know they're making tons of money off the vaccines, and they're making tons of money off the expensive drugs that are ineffective against COVID, and they'd rather do that than actually see people get well with really cheap drugs that no longer have any ability to make big money. Maybe because the patent's expired, you know? Or they're just very cheap drugs in the first place. They don't cost a lot. These drug companies just want expensive drugs and expensive vaccines, and the government paying the bill for the vaccines, the government paying the bill for the vaccines, and full immunity. They don't want to be sued when people are sick or die from the vaccines. That's a great deal if you can get it, you know? Not too many people I know have ever got a deal like that. But I wanted to mention this priest, this cardinal, Carlo Maria Vigano, went public with an October 23rd letter sent to, among others, Archbishop Jose Gomez, President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, as well as to all bishops of the United States of America. And the letter basically says, to sum it up, is that a warning that the Great Reset is upon us, and the Great Reset wants billions of chronically ill people. Doesn't it seem like that's what's going on? Doesn't it seem like someone doesn't want you to get the ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or the great vitamin programs that reduce viral load and reduce virus and cause the immune system to get stronger? Someone doesn't want you to get better. I don't know why. Someone wants people critically ill so they can't fight back against the Great Reset and the communist takeover of the United States, I guess. I don't know. This segment, by the way, sponsored by the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, which is my answer to all of this. I think my book is the answer to all this. It shows you how to use strikes, boycotts, protests, civil disobedience, and intimidation, just like liberals have used, to win the battle and win back the country. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. Get a copy.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for use in younger kids. The health agency is signing off on the shots that are designed for children between the ages of 5 and 11. About 28 million children stand to become eligible once the shots are approved. The Biden administration is moving to increase COVID testing in schools. The Education Department is partnering with the Rockefeller Foundation to accelerate school-based screening testing for students and staff as soon as possible. The foundation is distributing a startup guide for schools. The CDC is also involved in the nationwide effort. The Supreme Court denied an emergency request by healthcare workers in Maine for a religious exemption from the state's requirement that they be vaccinated against COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered.
All right, so this is my last half hour or so, my last two segments with my local Vegas affiliate, KBET 790. We loved being here for 6 years. That's a long part of your life, you know? Think about it. I'm 60 years old, so that's 10% of my entire life was spent at KBET with Ed Stolz, Edward Stolz, the owner of KBET, and the owner of several other radio stations. Great man. Great, great man. I went into a whole tribute yesterday, and I just wanted to mention something again. Just the era of independent radio stations is almost over. He is like one of the last independent radio stations owners, radio station owners in the entire United States of America. And it's not for the best that it's over, believe me, because all these giant conglomerates. You know what's the best example? Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino is very close to losing his entire radio show, even though it's on in hundreds of markets around the United States, because he is against the COVID vaccine mandate, and he told Cumulus, it's either me or the COVID vaccine mandate, but you can't have both, even though he's vaccinated, which is amazing to me. I can't even believe he's vaccinated. Of all people who get vaccinated, from everything I've read, all the studying I've done, the last thing you want to do if you already have cancer is to get that vaccine, because your body's already under immune attack. Your body already suffers from inflammation. And this COVID vaccine is really about nothing but inflammation, just as COVID is about nothing but inflammation. Spike proteins create inflammation in your body. And if you get the vaccine, you will have inflammation in your body for the rest of your life, almost certainly. And if you get COVID, you have massive inflammation in your body, and that's what kills you when it gets too inflamed. The organs literally get stopped up with terrible spike proteins, and you die. Your lungs can't take any breath anymore. So I'm sorry Dan Bongino got the vaccine, but I do think it's unbelievable, so brave of him and so selfless of him as a guy who took the vaccine to be willing to give up his radio show and lose what incredible thing he's built just because of the vaccine mandate. So, but that shows you Cumulus, as a big giant station, made this giant mandate. They don't even know their own listeners. Cumulus has no idea that most conservatives hate what they're doing. Almost every conservative, not all conservatives are against the vaccine, but they're all against the vaccine mandate. They're against the loss of freedom, the tyranny, the authoritarian, the fascism. I can't think of all the words it represents. Whatever happened to my body, my choice when it came to abortion, but it doesn't apply when it comes to a vaccine. You know, that's probably the most dangerous vaccine at this point in the history of America. So I give credit to Dan Bongino, but that wasn't the point. The point of what I was trying to say, I digressed, was that Cumulus is forcing something upon their hosts. And an independent like Ed Stolz is going in on his own, and he believes in freedom, and he would never do something like that. He is such a great man, such a great patriot, was just such a strong supporter of President Trump. Every step of the way, he listened to every minute of my 3 hours of shows every single day and rooted me on every single day and sent texts telling me how much he loved what I was doing and supported what I was doing. You're not going to find owners like that anymore. They just don't exist. Little independent mom and pop owners with one or two or three stations just are becoming so rare. So he's the last of a breed, and he is great, and I don't want him to be the last of a breed. I want him to be one of millions. But unfortunately, sadly, it's harder and harder to operate as an independent. So in any case, look, I could have stayed with Ed Stolz for the next 50 years, you know, or whatever my life has left, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 10 years, 5 minutes. I would love to have stayed, but I got a great offer to go to another station in Las Vegas. I'm already nationally syndicated, but Vegas is so important to me. And I moved to that station on Monday, 3 to 6 p.m. To find out about it, just literally go to rootforamerica.com, and it'll give you all the details right at the top of the page, and to where to find me on Monday. And my first interview is with President Donald Trump. So I'm moving on, but Ed Stolz, I don't regret one second of my 6 wonderful years at KBET 790 a.m. Thank you, Ed, for a wonderful, wonderful time. I wish you only the best. I hope we're friends for life, over like brothers for life. And you are my hero, last of a pioneer, last of a breed that should be thriving, but unfortunately there's very few left who are independent maverick kind of personalities. That's Ed Stolz. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. War Raw by Wayne Root. Where do you get it? You download it anywhere where you download great podcasts like iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn. Anyone who appreciates God, Guns, Gold, Tax Cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw, especially the weekend edition. Is that out yet, Chris? Is the weekend one out? It goes up the minute the show ends, right?
Yeah, it goes up the minute the show ends within 5 minutes after. I don't want you competing with yourself.
All right, so I'm not competing with myself. 25 minutes from now, it goes up. It's the weekend, best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and I present America's top 10 most important and controversial stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. So check it out, War Raw by Wayne Allyn. The minute this show ends, it goes up, the weekly podcast. Then I've got one every single day. There's a lot of stories out there, that are scary. You know, it's a breaking story for the last hour or so. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 6-3 vote against Maine healthcare workers' challenge to the vaccine mandate, and it's just disgusting. You know, when I think of how I fought for these Supreme Court justices, what a disgrace. Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh sided with the liberal justices to reject the challenge from a group of Maine healthcare workers seeking to block a vaccine mandate based on religious grounds. I just don't get it. I don't get it. What kind of a conservative judge would say you don't have a right to say no to a vaccine that you don't want in your body? It's truly amazing. 6-3 vote rejected the healthcare workers' request. Three conservative justices said they would have ruled in favor of the Christian group seeking relief from the COVID vaccine mandate. Neil Gorsuch, who's great. Clarence Thomas, who's great. Samuel Alito, who's great. So that means two of the three that Trump put on the Supreme Court turned out to be terrible. How do you like that one? He put Neil Gorsuch on, too, and he turned out to be good. But Amy Coney Barrett is an embarrassment and a nightmare. Brett Kavanaugh, this time, is an embarrassment and a nightmare. They wrote an opinion concurring with the liberals in denying the injunctive relief. Disgraced. And I always say it, these judges are all bad, they're all afraid, they're scared of their literally what their legacy will be, they're scared of what their children will come home and say, they're scared of somebody burning their house to the ground, they're scared of someone killing their kids if they make the wrong decision, and it causes them to make very bad decisions. They're also all, many of them are part of the deep state, the D.C. swamp, they're bought off, they're paid off, they're blackmailed, whatever it is. Or they just want their pension to get bigger and bigger if the government gets bigger and bigger. All I could tell you is these judges are just awful. 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 And let me tell you my fear of switching topics here, my fear of what's happening in Virginia. So the latest polls show that McAuliffe, who's one of the Clinton's best friends in the world and Obama's best friends, that Terry McAuliffe, has all kinds of problems. And that he could lose. The latest Fox News poll, he's losing by 8 points. But I believe the win. Remember when I wrote that column about Larry Elder? I said Larry Elder will win, but he will lose. He'll win with real votes, but it won't matter because they'll flood with bad votes, fake votes, illegal alien votes. And I believe Virginia is such a dirty blue state, just like Nevada now where I live. Nevada is filled with red, white, and blue Republicans, but it's totally corrupt state. And the Democrats fix and rig the ballot box. And mostly they do it with mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, and illegal aliens voting. And in Nevada, it's sick how many illegal aliens, they're all voting. And they'll all look you in the face and deny it. They're all voting. Every one of them gets a driver's license and instantly gets registered to vote. Look at the guy who sent me the fan who sent me an email just the other day. His son is 16, needed his driver's permit. They automatically wanted to register him to vote, which they do in Nevada. Crazy. Even if you don't want to, they register you to vote. And so he had his son as a test put down, not an American citizen, can't vote. And 2 weeks later, he got his registration in the mail, registered Democrat. Folks, if you don't think elections are being stolen, you don't need Dominion. You don't need to switch votes. You don't need fancy systems. This isn't about some deep, dark scam and people pressing buttons on computers. This is the simplest steal of all time. Every illegal alien is voting, and when they find out you're illegal, they probably give you two votes. Not one, two. How did they register someone Democrat who said, I don't want to be registered, I'm not a citizen? And then they register him anyway, and it's Democrat. You think that's a mistake? You think that's a coincidence? So the same thing is going on in Virginia. I will be so thrilled if McAuliffe is upset. So thrilled. You know? But you just can't believe it's going to happen. I believe polls don't matter anymore. Republican Glenn Youngkin is up by 8 points. I don't think it matters anymore in a blue state that's rigged. I think we still win lots of elections in the country in fair counties and fair cities and fair states that are slightly red or purple. But I think in all the blue states, we have zero shot. They're completely rigged and fixed. And you're going to find out next week in Virginia, because the polls show the Republicans up by 8 points and will pull the upset. And I'll bet you it doesn't happen. And you're going to see again that the elections are rigged and fixed. Because there is such a groundswell of hatred for Joe Biden. Everyone going to vote is thinking, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. F Joe Biden. And let's see if that could pull him to victory. We'll see. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my last segment in on KBET, 790 a.m. in Las Vegas. Don't forget, on Monday I'm moving to a new station. It was a great opportunity, great offer. Only reason I'd ever leave, I love KBET, I love 790, I love Ed Stoltz, the owner, and who knows, someday I may be back. It may be tomorrow, but in the meantime, great offer, good for my family, good for me. It's just capitalism. Other than that, I would have never left. But I'm headed to a new station. Go to rootforamerica.com and check out my new station. It's very easy to find, right at the top. And tune in on Monday. I'll have President Donald J. Trump as my very first guest. My last segment on KBET. Wow, Patriot VPN is a sponsor, by the way. Of this last segment on KBET, Patriot VPN, a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals and government and even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information, and they track your every move on the internet. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, right here in Vegas. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. A few more stories to tell you about. First of all, a longtime Australian radio personality has died suddenly 2 months after a second COVID jab. Died of a heart attack in his sleep. Where have I heard that before? Oh, only from hundreds of fans and friends talking about their friends and relatives who got the vaccine and died in their sleep of a heart attack or a stroke. And because of things like that, which never make the American news, by the way, you only get it on a conservative news site, but no mainstream news coverage. Ice Cube, you know, the rapper and black actor Ice Cube, he was once on Bill Maher's show, by the way. ABC's Politically Incorrect. I was a regular on that show in 1997-98, and Ice Cube and I were seated next to each other on TV, and I said the IRS is a bunch of gangsters. They're legalized criminals, legalized mob, and I'd rather be with gangsters. I'd rather be with the mafia than the IRS. And Ice Cube slapped my hand, high-fived me, hugged me, and the crowd went wild. It was a beautiful moment between white and black, conservative and liberal. It was just great. Ice Cube gives up a major movie role and a $9 million payday because he's refusing to get the COVID vaccine. He was scheduled to star in Sony's yet-to-shoot Oh Hell No comedy movie, but walked away from the project after turning down the film producer's request to get a COVID-19 vaccine. This was reported in The Hollywood Reporter today. He was partnering with Jack Black for the movie. They were supposed to begin filming in Hawaii this winter, but then the producers requested that all on the film, the cast on the film, get vaccinated. Ice Cube walked away from the project following the order that he gets jabbed. Not only did he leave behind a significant role, the rapper left $9 million on the table. And so I say bravo. I say I love your braveness, although it's easy to be brave when you've already got probably a $500 million fortune. Another nine probably doesn't change much one way or another. But yet, how about how smart he is? You got $500 million in the bank. You own real estate. You own shopping centers. You own lots of stock. You have made it in America. God bless America. You're black and you're worth $500 million. You don't need to take a chance and inject those spike proteins in your body, whether Wayne Root is right or Wayne Root is wrong. Right? I'm very fair. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. You don't need to take a chance. Why would you do that? If you're smart, you know about ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin, and a few others that I love. Why take a chance like that with your life? 500 million, man. You're one of the luckiest people on earth. You only get that once. You may come back a thousand times reincarnated, and you'll never be worth 500 million again. You might as well enjoy your life and not take even a chance that the vaccine could kill you or cripple you or injure you. Smart move, Ice Cube. You and I would high-five and hug again. And we get a standing ovation again, because a lot of people understand exactly what we're talking about. You know, I think the vaccine versus the unvaccinated is the same issue as Trump versus non-Trump. Everyone comes up to me and says, Wayne, I love you. Wayne, you're great. I support Trump. Thank you, Wayne. They all whisper how much they love me, because they're afraid to say it out loud. And they're afraid to say they love Trump out loud. And they're afraid to say they're unvaccinated out loud. Same thing. I think half of America is unvaccinated. And then, probably I'll end the show with the two worst things in America this week. The black Rutgers professor saying, white people, we got to take these mother effers out. She wants to kill white people. Isn't that great? She's a professor. Can you imagine if your kid is white sitting in her classroom? You'd get a fair shot, wouldn't you? And that's not racism, right? That's not hate speech. The left is the only one allowed to hate in this country and be racist in this country. Amazing. And the final story is Biden wants to give separated illegal immigrants $450,000 per person. I mentioned it yesterday. It's the most outrageous thing in the history of America. When someone dies in the military, when someone dies in the police, when a fireman dies when the roof caves in, their family's left behind. What do they get, like $100,000, $150,000? Nobody gets $450,000, let alone $450,000 per person. This is the insanity of the Biden administration and the communist takeover of the United States of America. They want to give $1 million. A family of three, they want to give $1.5 billion because you're illegal in the country illegally, and they separated you for a couple of weeks. This is what's going on in America. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, out for this week. Don't forget, all over the country, everything stays the same, nationally syndicated on USA Radio. But starting on Monday in Las Vegas, move to a new station. We'll see you there. Go to the website, rootforamerica.com, and find my new station. President Trump's my guest. See you Monday, 3 to 6 in Vegas.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.